I hold in my hand Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. And that's precisely what Resurrection is. If devotees of the kingdom of the cults, adherents of world religions, or liberal scholars are correct, the biblical account of the Resurrection is fiction, fantasy, or even worse, a gargantuan fraud. If, on the other hand, it's factually reliable, the Resurrection constitutes the greatest feat in human history. The Resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christian faith. Indeed, without the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, you might as well tear up your Bible, terminate your preacher, torture church, because Christianity is false, and there's no hope for salvation, and no hope for immortality. Paul, as an apostle, goes so far as to say, if the dead are not raised, let's just eat and drink, because tomorrow we die. The physical resurrection of Jesus Christ constitutes the very capstone of our faith. Without it, Christianity crumbles. As such, those who take the sacred name of Christ upon their lips, the crystal Christ, the paragon of virtue, those who take that name must be prepared to defend the historicity of resurrection. And therefore, I have developed a feat chart. It will serve as an enduring reminder that far from a gargantuan fraud, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history. Each letter in the acronym FEAT will serve to remind you in memorable fashion of an undeniable fact of the resurrection. And our goal is not just to state what we believe with respect to the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history, but to document why we believe it. Now, the flip chart is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can get a copy for yourself. But more than that, you can get copies to give away to family members or friends. Again, this gives you the essentials with respect to the very cornerstone or foundation of the historic Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which ensures that you too will rise from the dead. Now, some of you listening to my voice might take that for granted. But all you need do is think back 24 hours to an interview with Tiger Woods on ESPN and the Golf Channel. He was displaying a Buddhist bracelet, and he said that bracelet was for protection and strength, a bracelet that he would wear for the rest of his life. In fact, he blamed his bad behavior on turning his back on Buddhism. He said, I quit meditating, I quit being a Buddhist, and my life changed upside down. But now he believes by following the Eightfold Path through many reincarnations, he's going to be able to erase his karmic debt and achieve the nirvanic realization of no self. And in that way, he's going to attain liberation from suffering and escape endless cycles of life, death, and rebirth. My point here is to say that Tiger Woods has placed his hope in a false hope, reincarnation, whereas Christians place their hope in a real hope, resurrection. That's one thing to assert. It's another thing to demonstrate. And that's, again, exactly what this flip chart does. It demonstrates that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just something we believe in because we want to believe in it and we hope it will give us protection and strength. No, we believe in resurrection because we know it corresponds to truth. So while Tiger Woods has placed his faith in the false hope of reincarnation, you can place your faith in the genuine hope of resurrection and be able to communicate that to others. And let me tell you something, there are a lot of people that think, you know, if this works for Tiger, maybe it will work for me. If this works, maybe there are a lot of different paths that lead to nirvana. My point, once again, is to underscore in red the need to always be ready to give an answer or reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. The flip chart, laminated 4x6, you can put in your pocket or purse, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Give us a call, 888-7000-CRI, resource consultant standing by, or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.